When Entergy Vermont Yankee stops producing electricity, it also will stop paying the state's generation tax. That amounts now to roughly $11 million a year. But in a recent interview on VPR's Vermont edition, Governor Shumlin suggested there's another source of money from Vermont's only nuclear power plant.
Obviously, we know the generating tax was going to end whenever Entergy stopped generating, but I would not suggest that that's the end of Vermont's revenue needs when, in fact, I believe we deserve compensation for obviously storing high-level nuclear waste as long as it's going to sit on the banks of the Connecticut River, which I don't believe is the best place to keep it.
Entergy stores the waste both in steel and concrete casks and in a spent fuel pool in the reactor building. The waste will be there for the indefinite future because there's yet no national nuclear waste repository. Shumlin said he wasn't looking to replace all the revenues that will be lost from the generation tax, but he reiterated that he's thinking of asking Entergy to pay for the privilege of storing its waste in Vermont.
The question for us as policymakers now is there an appropriate compensation to Vermonters for storing high-level nuclear waste here that we weren't promised? And that's something we'll be looking at.
Some lawmakers, however, seem gun-shy about a new tax. Senate President John Campbell says he's concerned about new legal challenges from Entergy. The company has successfully sued to overturn two state laws that would have forced the plant to close.
While I certainly do not care to have those nuclear waste sitting there on our shores, I'm not sure if we have the actual authority to implement a tax of that nature.
But Campbell says he wants to see if Entergy has continuing tax liabilities after Yankee stops generating.
I see Vermont Yankee as being no different than, let's say, the Acme Tool and Die Corporation, that if they close their doors, if there is something that's still occurring that would call for some type of tax liability, then that tax liability will be continued.
Tax legislation has to start first in the House. House Ways and Means Committee Chairwoman Janet Ansel says lawmakers have to first decide whether they need to come up with a new revenue source to replace the generation tax. Ansel says the waste tax idea has been floated in the past.
But I think it's too early to know whether that's the place to look. But it's something, again, if we decide we need to replace the revenue, we decide what the figure is, I expect that would be one of the things that we would consider.
Entergy hasn't said yet when it will close the plant, so Ansel says it's unclear when the full impact will be felt on the state's revenues. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.